This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast.
Hello and welcome to the program this Thanksgiving week. I'm Chris Stafford and our guests are the riders of the Young Event Horse Champions. We'll first hear from the West Coast 5-year-old winner, Tammy Smith, who rode Bonner Carpenter's Summer Bridge Park, and then Mark Grandier, who is based in Washington State, who will tell us about Pam Duffy's 4-year-old champion, Sunsprite's Watusi. And then finally, Kristen Bond will join us to talk about her 4-year-old, Be Ready, who won the East Coast Championships. And I should mention that Kim Severson won the 5-year-old Young Event Horse East Coast Championship with Exclusively Cooley, but we weren't able to catch up with Kim. She was busy travelling. But congratulations to Kim, who's been having quite the year, having won the Blenheim Horse Trials on Cooley Cross Border. I'm joined now by Tammy Smith on the West Coast now and celebrating that 5-year-old Young Event Horse West Championship with Summer Bridge Park. First of all, congratulations, Tammy, and welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
What does it mean to you in terms of, you know, this whole year?
Well, I'm really excited for Bonner. We found the horse when I was staying in England with Rodney Powell last fall. And I actually wanted to try to find a way to buy it for myself and wasn't in a place where I could do that. And Bonner had been looking for a horse, you know, to add to her string and really wants to get back to Rolex. Or I guess it wouldn't be Rolex anymore. It would be Kentucky 4-star. And so it was kind of a no-brainer when she had looked at quite a few horses here in the U.S. and tried to come up with something that, you know, would suit her. And we just didn't have much luck. And we sat down and I said, you know, I know of a really super young horse in England, and she went off my recommendation, looked at some videos, and we ended up acquiring his barn name is Wally. We ended up acquiring Wally just the beginning of this year.
And it was something that it was a horse that Rodney knew about then. Had he produced him or did he find him originally?
Yeah, he bought him as a 3-year-old, I'm assuming, and then rode him as a 4-year-old and into his 5-year-old year. And he wasn't super keen on selling him, but I think that we were able to coerce him into doing that, because that's basically his business, is to
right.
You know, buy young horses and then produce them and sell them.
Absolutely. Now, what was it about this horse that caught your eye then, Tammy?
You know, he wouldn't be the most stunning looking horse. He's very correct, and he's very, very nice looking. You know, he's not, you know, he's got the typical Irish look about him that, you know, there's, you know, he wouldn't be the most elegant looking horse, but he has such a great brain, and I was around him for a good 3 months, and he always came out and worked and was super workmanlike and had very good paces, great canter, a good jump. And I just, you know, that to me, the brain is really the most important piece of it. If you have a horse that has all of the ability and you have one that, you know, necessarily doesn't have the greatest brain, you're always kind of on an uphill battle. And Wally just had a super brain and work ethic, and, you know, and then his paces were great and he had a great jump. So, you know, it kind of makes you feel like it's going to be a horse that would be very competitive for the future.
Well, obviously this means a lot to you then, having brought him over here to win this championship right off the bat. How long has he actually been in the States then, and have you been working with him?
I think we imported him this spring. I was actually not home. I think I was on the East Coast when when he finally arrived. And Bonner has done predominantly all the work. You know, Heather Morris is part of this whole team as well, and she and Bonner have done a lot of the work on the horse, and I've helped intermittently throughout the time that he's been here, because we kind of put our heads together to, you know, try to get the best out of the horses. And I told Bonner that I thought she should get him ready for the 5-year-old championships, and that I'd like to ride him, because it's definitely, you know, you have to kind of have a idea of what the judges are looking for, you know, if they're underpaced or what have you, the horses don't score as well. And so because I've done the Young Event Horse championships, and I've been a part of the program really since its inception with other horses, we just decided that me riding the horse would be kind of a cool deal. So it was, I had a blast riding him, and kind of on a daily basis, I tell her I'll plan on riding him anytime she wants. So, but I am really excited for Bonner. She's a great rider, and she's been around Kentucky on her little quarter horse, thoroughbred appendix quarter horse back in 2009, I believe it was. Went around Double Clare her first time there, which was kind of a cool thing. On his name was Acapulco Jazz. So she really is excited about having a horse that possibly has the potential to go all the way.
So what had you been doing with him then, Tammy, prior to the championships? Tell us a little bit about your final preparations with him.
I took him to a Young Event Horse qualifier, and he qualified. He won that qualifier, and actually we had kind of a slew of them that we have, you know, I have several 5-year-olds at the moment that we were trying to get qualified for the championships. And so I must have had 5 in the division. And he then had competed with Bonner at the training 3-day at Rebecca Farm this summer. And was quite green in that competition. It was actually really funny. She was out on roads and tracks, and he spooked at something and spun around, and she came off and landed on her feet. And we were in the 10-minute box kind of waiting for her, like going, did that just happen? You know, he's got this kind of funny quirk about him, even though he's a very easygoing type horse. And after the training 3-day, he did a couple more trainings and then finished the year out in the training 3-day. So he had done they call it a novice over in England with Rodney, which is actually equivalent to the preliminary level here. He had done a preliminary with Rodney before he came over. So he's quite experienced for a 5-year-old. And Bonner just took her time and just stayed at the training level this season. I really only rode him in that Young Event Horse qualifier once, and then I was on the East Coast competing at Stableview, and then flew home to ride the Young Event Horses at the Woodside Horse Park. So I'd love to take credit for him being so great, but really Bonner put all the work into him.
And what will he do now, Tammy, going forward then into the spring?
Well, he's definitely ready to go preliminary, and she'll move him up to preliminary and look at doing some one stars this year, and he'll stay at the preliminary one star level this entire year. And then his 7-year-old year will, you know, as long as he's looking to be ready for the next step, then we plan on moving him up to the intermediate and 2-star level. And it would be really exciting to, you know, the one thing that's wonderful about the Young Event Horse program is that Chris Turner and Tim Holkamp have the that award to the highest placed qualified 7-year-old to go to Lyon, which I ended up taking my Fleece Works Royal mare when she was 7 last year. And it was a phenomenal event. So I know that Bonner has that in her, you know, definitely in the distance and what she'd like to achieve, depending on obviously who, you know, is in front of her. There's a, I think, 4 or 5 horses that placed above her on the East Coast. So, you know, you never know what horses are going to be ready and which ones tell you that they're ready to go to the next level. So it's so much fun producing the young horses. It's one of my favorite things to do with the horse training, and I'm just really excited to see what Wally has to offer for the future. It's been one of my most rewarding things, producing my Fleece Works Royal mare from just a 3-year-old. So I'm really excited to hear and see what happens with Wally as well.
Well, much to look forward to in the future with him. Now, talking about producing young horses, Tammy, I think you've got a tip for us, haven't you, for our listeners, about, you know, handling these young horses and getting them to this point where they're really on the brink of their career.
Yeah, I think that the best advice I can give is that so often when I help people with young horses, they are always either drilling them and not giving them good breaks in between their training as they're trying to train them to do different types of movements or exercises. And so I always try to make sure that the horses, not only young horses, but all horses, when you do train a specific exercise or movement and you're teaching them, it's very important that you give many walk breaks so that they can absorb what you're trying to ask them to do. And horses are very much the path of least resistance. So if you can, you know, train them and then reward them by rest, then I think you find that they receive the training much more and learn much faster than what is normal. So lots of rest and walk breaks in your training.
Take your time, basically.
Yes.
Well, Tammy, thank you for that. And congratulations again to you and Bonner Carpenter, they're the owner of Summer Bridge Park, on winning the 5-year-old's Young Event Horse West Championship. And the very best of luck to you and Bonner for the future with this young horse.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's very exciting.
And joining me now is Mark Grandier from Washington State. Mark, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Chris.
Well, congratulations on winning the 4-year-old championship over there. Sun Sprite, what to see then? Let's hear about his story, because every young horse even has a story even before they start their careers.
Oh, geez, his story. Watusi came to me a year ago now, in November. I'd been chatting with his breeders for a bit before that. And yeah, he came to me in November. He was an underdeveloped 3-year-old. So we sort of spent a month on him and then gave him a month off kind of thing. But honestly, the most important thing about him is he has just been one of the easiest guys to work with. You know, our big goal for the year was to go to the Rebecca Farm and do a novice and do the young event horse there. And we got that established. And then we gave him a couple months off. We ended up going down to the championships, and he did really well there. I mean, he's just so easy and so great to deal with.
Tell us about his breed and his breeding, Mark, and what it is that you attracted you to him. And I'd be interested to hear also how you found him.
Well, actually, you know, you could say he found me. The breeders, Pam and Don, at Sunsprite, are really, you know, it's really important to them, the relationship that the riders to have with their horses, and you know, because they think that breeds a big part of the success. So we, you know, I had spent a few times out there at the farm with them and met a few of the horses. They had a couple of 3-year-olds that were ready to go and get started. And you know, it was more based on his personality than his breeding that I ended up getting the ride on him. His breeding is very good, however. He's Oldenburg by the Stallion Wild Dance. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about his dam, but the Stallion has really good jumper lines. He actually is more bred for dressage and jumping than eventing, but he's just turned out to just have a fantastic gallop.
And you'll continue riding him then, will you, Mark? What's the plan?
Yeah, the plan, you know, that's up to him. Short term, we'll see, you know, like I said, he was an underdeveloped three-year-old. He was still underdeveloped this year as a four-year-old. So we'll see what we do next year. The goal would be to get in, you know, some more five-year-old young event horse classes and run a prelim, hopefully by the end of the year, with the idea being a one-star the following year. But it's really going to be up to him. Long-term goal, you know, Rolex and beyond.
Oh, he's definitely a keeper then.
Definitely a keeper, yeah. I mean, he's definitely a keeper. I can't say enough good things about that horse. He's easy to work with. He's unbelievably talented. He's fun to have around the barn. I mean, he's just great. Travels well, even. I mean, he's a four-year-old. We travel 15 hours down to those championships in a trailer by himself. And, I mean, he's just such a good boy.
That's awesome. And presumably then you'll have a shot at the five-year-old championships next year with him, will you?
Yeah, that would probably be our big goal for next year. I mean, he'll go to other events. He'll run training level in the spring if he's ready for it. But our big goal will definitely be those five-year-old championships, being there and putting on a good showing. I'd love to win both the four-year-olds and the five-year-olds on him. I mean, that would be fantastic. And great for his breeders.
Well, for sure, yes, that would be nice to add to his resume. And now, Mark, you're based over in Washington State, there up north of Seattle. Tell us a little bit about your operation.
Oh boy! Like I said, we just moved out of the old barn at Ups and Downs, Amy's old place. It was a big facility, 26 stalls. I lived on site. We moved into a smaller facility here, 11 stalls, a couple of boarders, but mostly training horses, my horses and my wife's horses. So we're going to run a little smaller operation, which is going to, you know, the idea being that it's going to give me time to really focus on my riding and on the horses' training. Instead of just on the day-to-day of trying to make money in this business. So we're sort of getting a fresh start here in the new facility. We literally just moved in this week, and time will tell what it brings.
And now, what about your own training then, Mark? You teach, but do you have any coaching from anyone?
Yes, definitely. John Canlin has been really involved with Watusi's progress. He's been my long-term mentor. I was a working student and assistant trainer there for him at Caber Farm for a long time. I also take help from, well, anybody that's in the area here. John Holland came out and did a clinic at our place this spring. I try to take help from any of those guys that come to the area or anyone I can connect with while I'm at the event.
So how many horses would you have in work then, Mark, and ready for the spring season? And at what levels?
I've got three really good horses right now. They're all a bit young, so I've got one that just did his first intermediate. He's seven this year, so it'll be eight next year. We'll aim for a summer two-star. I've got a six-year-old mare who's just coming into the sport this year. It was her first season, and so she'll do a little bit next year as well. And then I've got Watusi, and like I said, he'll kind of dictate his own schedule with the goal of really running a prelim by the end of the year. Those are my mainstay horses. And then beyond that, I've got a couple of in-training horses that we'll just do as they see fit next year.
Now, presumably you have big ambitions, though, Mark, do you? I mean, you have a four-star in mind in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, these are probably the nicest three young horses I've ever had. So I have big goals for each one of them. I think they all have the potential for a four-star. My intermediate horse is owned by Team Rebecca out in Montana, and he had a really good year this year, you know, learned a lot. So next year, you know, like I said, two-star, if the season goes really well, maybe advance. A four-star is always the goal. While it may be a little bit far from where we are now.
Well, we certainly look forward to seeing more of Sun Sprite's Watusi after his performance there in the four-year-old championships. Again, congratulations on winning that, Mark, and the very best of luck with him and the rest of your horses.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Kristen Bond joins me now to tell us about her win in the four-year-old Young Event Horse East Coast Championships with the mare Be Ready. Kristen, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That must mean a lot to you, actually, with a young horse to win this, you know, and get this kind of recognition that you get with these championships.
It's fun, especially, you know, with the young horses because they try so hard every day, you know, to be better. And so it's fun for them to be recognized for that hard work, I think.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the mare then and how you found her. What's her story?
So she was doing some jumpers in Holland. And my friend Matt Flynn went over, as he does often, to scout, you know, potential event horses to import to the States. And one of the riders was, you know, riding her around in the indoor, and he wasn't meant to look at her. She wasn't for sale. And he said, "I want that one." And they were reluctant to sell her because she's so brilliant and sweet. And the rider actually said, "But she's the only one I really like riding every day. We don't want to sell her." So anyway, he did talk him around, and she ended up with me, and she's just spectacular.
What was it about her then that caught your eye, Kristen?
So I bought her sight unseen. I just saw a video of her, but Matt has found a couple horses for me in the past. So I know he knows what I like and what I do well with. And she's absolutely dark, dark gray, just stunning to look at, you know, put together really well and can move like unbelievable and jumps a house. I mean, she's just super talented. There's not much to not like about her.
Well, that's wonderful. And obviously having a mare bodes well for the future with her. But tell us about her breeding.
Oh, so she has a foal actually over there somewhere and was bred actually by accident. And you know, to be honest, I would have to look at her passport to give you like specifics on her breeding. That's bad on my part. I'm sorry.
What breed is she?
She's Dutch. Yeah, I think there's some blood in there back a little ways.
So you've had her then how long?
So I got her this summer.
What had you been doing with her then up to the championships?
So she had done a beginning novice with Ryan Wood, actually, at the Horse Park of New Jersey in the summer, but she jumped out of dressage ring because she hadn't done a lot of dressage in a ring, and so she didn't really understand that. And then I did a beginning novice with her at Fitch's Corner, and then she pulled a muscle somehow on the inside of her hind leg, so she had a couple weeks off after that. And then she had done a novice then again in the summer, but she hadn't really done much. That's all she had done before at the young horse thing. So she certainly was a lot less trained than a lot of the other horses in her class.
When you arrived there at the championships, how were you feeling about her and you know, her fitness and her condition? Were you thinking, you know, she's going to produce something really special? Because obviously you think she's very special anyway.
She's very special. I think the thing about the championships, to me, having not done a lot of it, is that it is like a proper championship class. So it's quite different from the qualifying classes. The jumps are bigger and they're more decorated and there's more of them. Where they do the championships is on the horse trial property. So it's completely separate from where you're stabled. And it's, you know, Fair Hill, it's all of a sudden, for whatever reason, that weekend it turns fall. So it's chilly and it was windy and, you know, it's about as intense as it can get for the young horses. So I had no idea what to expect. And she's pretty exuberant and just in a happy way. And so tends to do some bucking just for fun. And so, you know, I was hoping I didn't get bucked off. That was really my plan, was to try to stay on.
And obviously you managed to. So you came away with probably more than you expected then. And as I said, it bodes very well for the future with her, Kristen. So what will you do with her now?
So she's going to go. We go to Aiken in the winter. And so she'll go with us and course, and she'll do some more novice. And I would, you know, assume she'll end up training fairly quickly. She's jumped big fences because she did like meter 20 in Holland in the jumper class, but it's the education that she's lacking. So the education on cross country and, you know, the combinations with the ditches and the terrain and how to balance and how to sort out questions. So, you know, we'll go pretty slow with her till she feels really confident and educated in herself on that. Then I think she'll go quickly because it's certainly not the height or the scope that she is lacking.
Now, when you have something special like this, do you tend to keep them or do they have to move on?
I'm quite lucky to be able to own my horses, my family, and I own them together. And so I'm lucky in that I can have some project horses on the side, but when I, you know, have some really special ones, then I'm able to keep them. So she's not going anywhere for a long time, if ever.
I got a feeling that you were going to say that, Kristen. Well, it certainly sounds like she's a keeper, and that's a wonderful result for you to start off her young career. So the very best of luck with her in the future.
Thank you. We're really excited.
And thank you for taking the time to come on the program. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks. My pleasure.
And before we wrap up the show this week, a final reminder to make your plans to join us in Long Beach, California for the 2017 annual meeting and convention, which takes place from December the 6th through the 10th at the Westin Long Beach Hotel. And you can make your booking by calling Jennifer Hardwick on 703-779-0440, and that's extension 3003. And there's all the information you need about the schedule and the venue on the website at useventing.com. It's not too late to make your reservation and attend the convention to catch up with all the business of the USEA and, of course, join in all the celebrations too. And that's our show for this Thanksgiving week. Don't forget you can download this podcast from any podcast app, including iTunes and Stitcher. And you can find out when the latest episode of the show will be available by joining us on social media on Facebook and Twitter. Until the next episode, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world. And if you're celebrating Thanksgiving, enjoy the holidays. Goodbye for now.